Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, if you have your place, won't stand honored reading God's Word. The Bible says in verse number 22, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, all capital letters, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped of men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art of man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness, that by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when he heard of the, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among which was Dionysius, the Areopagite, and the woman named Damaris, and others of them." Praise the Lord. As we look at this tonight, I'd like to preach just a minute, if God will be my help, and you'll pray for me real hard, on this thought: you should know him. Amen? You should know him. As we look at this tonight, we see Paul as he pulls up into Mars Hill. It's a pretty elite community. It would kind of be like me and you pulling up over there in Martha's Vineyard. Now, I heard tell that they like everybody up there, and they're real receptive. And so they pull in there, and Paul's the same situation. He pulls in there, and they like all people and all things and all traditions and all manner of things. And in order to display that, show it, they've got all these idols set up to every god that you could imagine. Every one they could think of, and some I think maybe they just made up. Amen? I'm going to say there's a whole lot of people today just making up a religion. Amen? And religion has sent more people to hell than anything. But there's a God in heaven, praise God, who's real, that we can trust in tonight. And we put our focus and our desires on him. And he's promised to be with us and help us through this duration and bring us out on the other side, shouting and praising and giving God the glory for every aspect of our lives. But we see Paul as he's talking to him, and he said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious." He said, "You're just too religious." He said, "Religion's a good thing, but," he said, "yous are too religious." He said, "Yous has come to the point that you're worshiping everything." I want to ask you, hey, we laugh at that, but is America not far off from that same thing? Has it not come to the point that it's almost like everything is a religion to us? Everything. You say, "Pastor, what do you mean about that?" Have we put precedence on it? It becomes the focus of our lives. If we do that, then is that not a religion? Amen. But we have to put the focus on Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, "Hey, it looks to me like in all things you're too superstitious." He said, "There's a lot of religion around here, but it's because of the lack of the truth." Amen. It's not because that it wasn't there. And so he said, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions." Now he said, "As I looked here, I saw the reason for your worship." He said, I saw what you was worshiping. I say how you was worshiping and what you were worshiping. Amen? He said, "It got my attention as I was walking through and I was a-watching." And said, "I seen it." And he said, "I found the altar with this inscription, To the unknown God." Now that God there is Theos. Now, Paul throws them a curve here with this word God. Now, this is, if you'll notice, that's all capital letters. Amen? Because he's talking about God Almighty. He's not talking about the little gods that they had. See, they had a lot of little gods. I'm afraid that we got a lot of little gods in our world today. We've got so many little gods that we don't have time for the big G God. Amen. Now, don't get quiet on me tonight, church. Praise God. This is good preaching weather. Amen. We got a God of heaven, praise God, who's real. He's alive, and he's got us, praise God. He's made us promises, and he's the ultimate promise keeper. But Paul said, you have got so many gods. He said, let me tell you about this Theos God, this God of gods, the only God. That Theos means one. Amen. He said, you have all these gods. I mean, they were everywhere. He said, let me tell you about this one. Amen. This one God, the real God. He said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. He said, him declare I unto you. He said, hey, listen, this one that you ignorantly worship, you just put him out there because you think you ought to, because you're afraid that you might miss one and make them mad. And as a fact, they were so superstitious, if something come along, they'd stick it up there as a god because they're afraid if they didn't worship that they didn't make that god mad. I'm glad I don't have that many gods, ain't you? I'm glad I ain't like these Buddhists over there. It's got all these gods. They got so many thousands and thousands of gods that they worship. How would you keep track of all that? I do good to keep up with the one I got. Amen? Praise God. But he does good to keep up with me. But I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad we just got one. I mean, we don't have a variety to pray to and lift up. We don't have to have a count on this and that one and another and to try to take care of it. We've got the God of glory that's watching over us and taking care of us. You say, why is that important? Because he is God. You're going to see that right here in a minute. Amen. He said, you ignorantly worship him. He said, he's the one that I want to declare to you. Amen. And you and I tonight, we should know him. Amen. We should know him on a personal basis. We should know him as our God and our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We should know him as the God of heaven. We should know him as Jehovah. Praise God. Amen. He goes on in verse number 24 and he says this, God that made the earth, made the world, and all things therein. Amen. He said the God that we're talking about, he said, I'm talking about the God that made everything. Don't you know he got some looks when he went to talking that away? Praise God, when he got to say, hey, listen, I'm talking about a God that made everything. It's everything that she, all these other little gods, God made those. He said, the unknown God, the God I'm telling you about, he made all these things. Amen, amen, praise God. And without, the Bible says, without him was nothing made that was made. Amen. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. What was it? It was the Word. Lord Jesus Christ. But he made the world and all things therein. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth. Amen? Where's God? He's the Lord of what? He's the Lord of heaven. But he's also the Lord of earth. I wonder why we don't make him our Lord. Amen? People ought to make him their Lord today. We ought to make him our Lord today. He's a heaven. If he's the God of heaven and he's the God of earth, praise God, and we're of earth. Last time I looked, we are earthlings. Now, they may be an alien or two in here. Amen. They may be. But I think most of us are earthlings tonight. And if he made heaven, he made earth, praise God, then he made the place where we live. And if he made the place where we live, then he had to make those that live here. Amen. So he made you and he made me. Praise God. That's the way it works. He says, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. So he don't have to hang out in these little idols, these little temples, these little boxes that you got sitting around here. He don't have to hang, he ain't gonna hang out in these little old statues, these little cows and different things that you have around here. He said, that ain't where God hangs out. He said, God's the God of heaven and God's the God of earth. God can't be put in a box. God can't be contained. Praise God, God's gonna be loose and he's gonna be free and he's gonna minister and he's gonna love and he's gonna uplift and he's gonna encourage whosoever he will. Amen. That's the God that we serve tonight, praise the Lord. And he's ministering to each and every one of us. He don't dwell in no shanty by the road. Amen. Praise God. He dwells in the universe. Praise God, in which we live. Bless His holy name. Amen. He goes on in verse 25. He dwells not in a temple made with hands. His neither is worshipped with men's hands. Amen. We can't manufacture things and say, well, look, here's God. Would you like to see God? Oh, you can only imagine how wonderful He is. He's a great and a mighty God. Oh, yeah, but I keep Him in this little box. He is great and mighty, but I can fit Him in here. And look, His room, He can move around. He's not crowded. Amen. He said He's not a God that can be made with hands, praise God. He's not a God that we can worship with our hands. He's a God that we worship in spirit and truth because He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. You got Lord, the God of heaven and Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, and they're ministering to the whole world, to the universe, praise God. And we can just lift up our voices and praise Him and give Him glory tonight because He's there for you and me. Amen. He's there. He's there with the perspective of just taking His little children, praise God, and molding us and making us to a place and a position where He can love on us and we can love on Him. Amen. It makes all things possible when we love the Lord. But He said we can't worship Him with men's hands. He said neither is worship with men's hands, as though He needed anything. Amen. What does God need? I got to think about that thing. What could we give God? Huh? He has everything. The only thing that we can give God is ourselves. Amen. That's the only thing that we can. That's the only thing we got that God wants from us. Amen. You know, Christianity, praise God, it ain't that hard. God don't want us to make this and make that and bring this or bring that. All He wants us to do is bring ourselves and give ourselves to Him. All He wants, Brother Robert, is us. Amen. Me and a fellow was texting back and forth this week and just talking about the Lord, how good He is and how magnificent the things that He's made. And we got carried away and we're texting. Teresa usually goes to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest. And me and him was texting back and forth, and I kind of thought, well, it would kind of settle down, so I laid my phone down, and he kept texting. And that phone was going bing, 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 and it wasn't pretty, because it woke up Miss Massey. But amen, glory be to God, but they was a God of heaven. And maybe he got so excited about talking about it that he just couldn't help it. And he kept up. I mean, this is 11:30 at night. He was still texting about how good and magnificent God, how God had touched him, where God had brought him from, where He's taking him to, the blessed hope that he had, and how the sun, praise God, the S-O-N, was a shining on him and lived in his heart, and how he's shining out of him. And praise God, he didn't want to do anything to obscure the light and cause darkness. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, glory, hallelujah, text on. Amen. Chris said, you got to tell him he's got to quit texting at 10 o'clock. Amen. Praise God. If he wants to text all night, praises unto God. Amen. Have at it. Amen. God is good. To God be the glory. He says, neither is worship men's hands, though he needed anything. Said he giveth to all life and breath. And all things. Now you know what the Bible tells us right here in verse number 25. He said he's not worshipped with men's hands, and he don't need anything. Amen. But us, that's how we give worship. You can't worship unless you give Him yourself. We have to give to God ourselves. We have to commit ourselves to the Lord in order to worship Him in spirit and truth. We have to commit ourselves to Him every day. Amen. We have to make that new commitment every morning. Praise God. Say, Lord, I'm yours today. I do it every day because I say, Lord, I didn't do very good in my part yesterday, but help me do better today. Amen. Commitment to Him every day. Praise God. Presenting ourselves to Him every day. Bible says that He hath need of anything. It says He giveth to all life and breath and all things. In other words, what He's telling us here, that we don't have life without Him. that God is our life source. Now, we go out here in the world and we piddle at this and we do that and we chase this and we chase that. But let me tell you something tonight, youngins. Praise God, there's nothing as good as seeing Lord Jesus Christ magnified in your life, loving Him, praise God, and Him loving on you, taking you, praise God, lifting you up places higher than you've ever been in your life. Amen. Giving you hope and promise and purpose for your life. You know, I believe everybody wants to have purpose. I believe everybody wants purpose in your life. I mean, you just don't want to beat through this life and come out on the other side and not accomplished anything. I believe everybody wants to accomplish something in their life. And when we realize, praise God, that He is our life source. Amen. He said He gives life in abundance. Amen. I want to tell you, a lot of this stuff that the world's got today, it ain't life, it's just existence. Hello? And it's not a good one at that. But praise God, He said He'd give us life in abundance, praise God, if we'd just trust Him. He said He giveth to all. Every one of us, me and you, all of us, life. He gives us the breath. He gives us all things, whatever we need, praise God. God says He meets our need every day. Did you have to do without food today? Huh? You got a roof over your head? Clothes on your back? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. God took care of that. Amen. Praise God. He said He would if we just trust Him. He said, hey, listen. He said the birds don't have no place. He said they don't sow nor reap nor have barns for store. But yet He takes care of them every day. I've told you before, it'd take a railroad car, rail cars, the length to go all the way across Texas full of bird seed to feed the birds one day. And God does it every day. Amen? Them little birds, they get up just chirping and happy and singing at the top of their lungs. Amen? They're not worried about where they're going to get breakfast at. Because they're just God's creatures, and they know God's going to, just like He has the day before, He's going to take care of them today. And the same God, praise God, takes care of them little birds. Amen? He takes care of you. How much more are you worth than a sparrow? Amen? Praise God. See, He gives us life. He gives us breath. He gives us all things. He's the source of life. Praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Now watch what He says in verse 26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell in all the face of the earth. Amen. In other words, what He's saying here, Paul's telling them, amen, He's talking about the God of heaven, and he said that the God of heaven, all men came from God. Every one of us, we came from God. God created all men. Bible says he created us equal. He created all men. If God created us, then shouldn't we depend on Him? Amen. 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 Pray. It's kind of like if you buy a new car and you buy one of them new Chevrolet automobiles, amen, and something happens to it, it starts messing up, you better not take it to a Ford dealership because they're not trained to work on them. Amen? Amen? You better take it back to the dealer if you want to get it fixed right. Amen? That's the way God is. Praise God. If you're going to trust somebody, we better trust God. He's the one that made us. He's the one that keeps us. When we're broke, praise God, He can fix us. He knows what we need, and He knows when we need it, and He knows the parts, and He knows where they're at. Amen? There's no availability problems with God. Amen. He don't have no problem finding what you need. Praise His name. He had made of all blood one nation. And He's provided, praise God. And He said for men to dwell on all the face of the earth. So not only is He God made us, God, we depend on Him, but He provided us a place to dwell, a place to hang out. Amen. He gives us a place we hang out till He comes and gets us. We're just passing through. We're pilgrims. But He gives us a wonderful place. I tell you what, the earth is a wonderful place. Amen. Have you looked around at the universe and seen the other planets? They're pretty barren. Most of them, you go there, you'd be there all by yourself. Now, I know some people probably say, praise the Lord, send me to Mars. Amen. But praise God. Hey, listen, God gave us a wonderful place. He gave us wonderful people. He gave us a magnificent God who loves us, gave us a good temperature, gave us air to breathe, gave us life in our bodies, praise God, so we can enjoy what He gave us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God. Paul was telling here, say, hey, listen, God made you, praise God. You just ought to enjoy God. Amen. Enjoy God, the God of the universe, God creator, the life source of the universe. We're to just enjoy Him, praise the Lord. He said, He hath made of one blood all nations of men for dwelling on all face of earth and hath determined the time before appointed. Amen. In other words, what He says, the times, you might say, is the seasons. The season, the time, praise God. He not only supplied a place, but He supplied a season for the substance of, those men, you, that's here. A time, a season, praise God, for everything to happen. Have you ever noticed the seasons of your life? Amen. The season, in our life, we go through seasons. Amen. We go through different seasons. We start out and we get, you know, we start out in places and we grow and we're nurtured. We grow up and then we go through dark times and we go through cold times. We go through hot times, amen, when things are just wonderful and lovely and all together. But praise God, those seasons in our life, it makes us, it grows us, praise God. And God said as long as earth was around, it'd be like that. Amen. So He said He gives us earth. He said that, and hath determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. He said, praise God. He said, I've got it figured out how far you're going to go. Amen. The bounds of our habitation. How far where we're at. And we're going. There's a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't know if it don't start getting better. This climate change, this global warming, we're going to all burn up. God says as long as He was around, it wouldn't, amen, there'd be summer, spring, winter, and fall. He said He'd take care of that. Amen. I'm not worried about the climate, praise God. I'm worried about God. The climate I'm worried about is a climate of a relationship with Him. All the goodness and the mercy He's bestowed upon us. The bounds of our habitation, praise God. And He said that they should seek the Lord. If haply might feel after Him and find Him. Though He be not far from every one of us. So He says here, that the manifestation of God, that we see that manifestation in God because of what He's doing for us. God's goodness is poured out in manifestation of creation. We see what God has made. You can look out here and you see it and you know that there's God. I don't see how people could ever say, man, if they ain't no God, this all just happened. Just coincidence. Every cell, everything fell into place right where it's supposed to. And that was all just a coincidence. There's not intelligent design. There's not a creator. It just all happened. Hogwash. There's a God of heaven, praise God, and through the manifestation of the very manifestation of creation, we see God. He tells us, Paul tells us over in Romans chapter number 1, in verse number 20, He said, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Those God deniers and rejectors, they're not going to have an excuse when they get to heaven, because God through nature has showed Himself. He says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God and neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. Amen? He said they was a manifestation. There's a manifestation. Now, we can see the power of God. We see what God's doing. We know what God wants to do. And He wants to save old sinners, praise God. He wants to draw us closer to Him than we've ever been. He wants to manifest Himself in us. But we got to be looking for Him. We got to seek Him, praise God, in order to find Him. Amen? He said he's in our lives. Look at verse 28. He said He's not far from us, verse 27. He said, for in Him we live and move and have our being. So He said, hey, praise God, that God is our life. Without Him, we wouldn't have life. Over in the book of Genesis in the beginning, the Bible says that God took dirt and molded it and made a man. You know what it says? From the dust of the earth. And that He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Without that breath of God, without that breath, without God, we'd be dead. We wouldn't have no life. Amen? He said, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen? And if we seek Him, praise God, He said we find Him. And when we find Him, we see Him because we live and we realize, praise God, that He is our life. He's the most important thing that we have. He has to be our focus. And we have to ask Him to help us in everything else we do, praise God, that we might do the things that we do for His glory. That God be have preeminence in it all. That's what Paul's trying to tell you. He said, you're worshiping these other gods, you know not what. He said, but let me tell you about this unknown God, this Theos, this one God, this deity. Amen, that you're missing. He said, He's a living God and He's a God that gives life. And it's because of Him that we live and move. It's because of Him that we have our being, that we are what we are. You know, without God tonight, we could be in hell lost without Him. Amen. But because of Him, praise God, we're offered salvation through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. He is our very life. And He helps us to move, praise God, and keep moving for God's glory. Amen. He's a creator. He tells us in verse 29. He said, God is a creator of men. Praise the Lord. And He's greater than just a deity. He says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think of God as is likened to gold or silver or stone or graven by art, a man's device. He said, God's not just an object. I'm afraid sometimes we get to thinking that God's just some kind of object, like the things we have and the things we play with. Amen? The things that we chase after in this world, but God is not that. Amen? We ought to chase after Him because we love Him, because He's God. If we'd chase after God as hard as we do the things of this world, we'd be happy Christians. Amen? You'd be happy people, praise God. You'd have the Lord in your life. He's not a graven image. He's not gold and silver. He's not stones. Amen? He's not graven in man's image. He's not of man's device. He is not created by God. God is the creator. He created me, you and me. Amen? Praise God. Not the other way around. God is working to change you and me. We can't change Him. Amen. I'm glad that way, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad I can't change Him. But praise God, I'm so glad that He can change me. Hey, praise God, He is. He's working on us every day. Amen. Praise God. He said, times of this ignorance, God winked at. He said, there was a time, praise God, whenever they didn't know, when they didn't have the Word, they didn't have the truth. He said, God kind of just let that slide. But praise God, He said, hey, listen, now he's not letting it slide no more. Because God has given us the truth. He tells us, He said, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. God, He said, I'm not winking at it anymore. He said, I've told you the truth, God, and the truth will make you free. And so I want everybody to repent. Repent of our wickedness, repent of our sin, praise God, and just claim the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior for His glory. Bless His name. He said, preacher, why would I do that? Because the Bible says there's appointed a day of judgment. Amen? Because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness. What kind of righteousness? His righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. Amen? The kind that you bind up the wound of lepers. That when it's all said and done, you have to throw them away. You can't cleanse them. You can't make them pure. But God's righteousness is the righteousness of a holy God. And He said, one day we'll be judged according to His righteousness. He said, by that man whom He hath adorned, Lord Jesus Christ, wherewith He hath given assurance unto all men. There's that blessed assurance that we live in, because He is God. In that He hath raised Him from the dead. And we had heard of the resurrection of the dead, that some mocked and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. And Paul departed from among them. I wondered about that. I thought about that today. We're living in a society when a whole lot of people could literally care less about God or godliness. Amen? I'm just being straight up honest. They could care less. And there's a whole lot of people that profess to be Christian, know Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, and they don't really care. But I wonder what it would be like one day Paul's trying to tell us, he's trying to tell them, he loves these people, he's trying to tell them, he said, there is a God and he's real, he's the God of the universe, he's God of the heavens and he's God of the earth, he's the God that created, he's the God of humanity, he's the God of mankind, he's the God of love, he's the God that sent forth a Savior, he sent forth a sacrifice for the sins of the world if we'd repent. He said, but what people's not doing that, I wonder what's going to happen one day when we get over on the other side. And they said there's going to be a judgment one day. There's going to be a judgment of those, praise God, that's lost and undone without God. And there'll be a judgment of you and me, those born-again believers. We'll stand one day and we'll give an answer for every word in this book, whether we believe God or not. You'll give an account and I'll give an account. Those that's born again, praise God, at the judgment seat of Christ for what we've done after we were saved. After we said that we received this word, we'll give an account. But I got to thinking, Dave, boy, I just about broke down. What is it going to be like one day if we're standing over there? And the Bible said one day there's going to be a great white throne judgment, and all the dead are going to be raised up, the wicked dead, and they're going to be brought up to that judgment. And the book of life and another book's going to be opened up, and there's no place for their name in there. And you look across that gulf fix, maybe, and you see those folks over there at that great white throne judgment. Little old boys, little old girls, brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies. And they're over there going through that great white throne judgment. And they look over at you. And I said, if they would only told me, if they just told me about Jesus, they mentioned him. Now, why didn't you live it? Why didn't you show me Jesus? Why didn't you show me God? So I could have lived a good life. So I could have been saved. So I wouldn't be in this awful predicament. Why didn't you show me? Why didn't you live? Paul's trying to tell these folks tonight, young'uns. He said, he is a God of heaven. And we need to be lifting him up and forget the foolishness of the world and let God be God. Amen. We think tonight we can change everything. But I'm telling you, we can't change nothing. But God can change it all. Amen. And God will change it all when He changes us from the inside out. When we have a desire to tell somebody about Jesus in sincerity. But I believe what's happening tonight, oh me, is that we profess something, amen, but we don't act upon it like we should. Amen. We're Christian, we've been saved, but we don't perform like we ought to. Amen. Paul said, you can profess to be just as religious as you want to, but till you know the true and living God down in your soul, you're not going to do anybody any good. Amen. He said, you have to start with yourself and believe that God is God, the Creator, Sustainer, Word, the life-giving God. He said, when you believe that, and then you believe that He's the Savior God, He's your God. Amen. He is your God. He said, but He had appointed a day which is judgment, which does the world righteous by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men that hath raised Him from the dead. And when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead, He said, see what he didn't. He said, he didn't leave them dead. He didn't stay dead, but he rose up victorious over at death so that we could rise up victorious over death too. Amen. Hey, listen, God's tired of people dying. Do you hear me? God is tired of people dying. God wants people to be a living. He wants us to be a living sacrifice. He wants us to be His. And He wants you and I to be a light unto Him. A beacon to lost and dying world, they might see Christ in us and have hope of glory. What is that? That's hope of heaven. Hope of heaven. But there's a whole lot of people tonight that's going to die and go to hell lost without God. And I'm just wondering what it's going to be like if we have to stand there in that gulf fix and look across and see them. As they say, I wish they would have told me. I wish they would have lived it where I could have seen it. See, some people, you're the only Bible they'll ever read. You're the only Bible they'll ever read, the only one they'll ever see. Boy, we better bear down and ask God to help us. Amen. I know we mess up and we come short every day. But praise God, we need to ask God to be our ever-present help. And we need to ask God to, we need to allow God to just be our God. Theos, one and only. The supreme God, the God, our Lord and Savior. King of kings, the Lord of lords of our lives. so that He can manifest Himself, so that others can see Him. So that they, the Bible said that some of them mocked Him, and some of them said that we'll hear you again. And He said He parted from among them. He said, but they were certain men that clave unto Him and believed. They certain ones that held on to Paul and they believed. Youngs, we need to be believers. We need to be hanging on to God. The things of God we need to believe in, because there's a whole lot of our folks. There's a whole lot of children, grandchildren, sons, daughters. There's a whole lot of mamas, daddies, brothers, and sisters that's going to die and go to hell lost without God. What a tragedy that'll be. What a tragedy. Boy, I tell you, it'd be a terrible thing to see them cast off into the lake of fire. Second death. It'd be bad enough to know that they died and went to hell. But to be brought out of there, judged, and cast in that awful, awful place would be a terrible thing. But the Bible says it don't have to be that way. Paul said there is a God. He's not an unknown God, but He's a well-known God. And he said, I want you to know Me for who I am. He said, I want to show you how much I love you. He said, would you just come unto Me? Call upon Me. Amen. Well, you can.